speeches, immediately come to the defense of what we believe. In an age like ours, when heresy is so pervasive and error has been elevated as master of human thought, we confirmed Catholics had better know why God allows heresy in the first place and how we are to benefit from the prevalent errors in faith and morals. Oh, my dear friends in Christ, I asked, O Lord, before this retreat began, that I would share with you what I'm firmly convinced only courageous Catholics are true Catholics today. And I'm afraid that many professed Catholics are cowards. There are two statements of Saint Cyprian, bishop and martyr of the early 3rd century, that deserve to be memorized. His first statement is a description of heretics. Says Saint Cyprian, whoever has been separated from the church is yoked with an adulteress. He is separated from the promises made to the church. Or shall he who leaves Christ's church arrive at Christ's rewards? He is sacrilegious. He is an enemy of the true faith. He was not the church for mother, and only have God for his father. This statement of Saint Cyprian, having quoted now thousands of times in the last 1700 years. Well, then Cyprian goes on. Nevertheless, he explains, the Lord allows and suffers these errors. While each man's will remains free, why? While our minds and hearts are tested in the crucible of truth, the sound faith of those who are approved may shine forth more clear and undimmed. Oh, my dear friends, we must, to be saved, we must defend the Catholic faith we profess. What are we being told? We're being told that heretics and enemies of the church, dare I say it, are necessary. Strengthen, that's us. Strengthened by the sacrament of confirmation, we are enabled to become more convinced of the truth of our faith because we have to defend what we believe against the errors among which we live. I asked in prayer how I should begin this retreat. You see, I'm beginning it by telling each one of you, know your faith more clearly, more deeply than you ever known it before, in order to share this faith with those who are not Catholics. What are we being told? We're being told that hostility to our faith convictions is God's mysterious way of making us more firm in holding on to what we believe, even though this perseverance and the Catholic faith may cost us our blood. Even lost, I think I've said already, between 7 and 10 million Catholics in the United States in the second half of the present century. Instead of confirming, strengthening our faith to make Catholics, so many Catholics have become, and I mean the words I'm using, have become hidden Protestants. Confirmation is the Savior's great blessing for both our minds and wills. Our minds become more convinced what we believe is really true. Our wills become more courageous, protecting this truth with our body lives. I would not dare talk this way unless for the past 52 years in the priesthood, my faith has been challenged, has been opposed, and the price I've paid is beyond human description. Carl Newman made this historic statement. Says Newman, no one is a martyr for a conclusion. No one is a martyr for an opinion. It is only faith that makes martyrs. Dear Lord, how desperately we need living martyrs in America today. As I was dictating these words, I received a call from out of state. Caller just informed me, one of the holiest priests that I know, a close friend and a strong defender of the Catholic faith, was found murdered that morning. He was stabbed to death, lying in a pool of blood on his way to church at 4:30 in the morning, going to make his holy hour of adoration before he offered Mass. It's no coincidence. It's our Lord telling us we are living in the age of martyrs. Any bishop, any priest, any laywoman, any layman who wants to remain faithful to Jesus Christ must be ready to pay with their blood. Lord Jesus, we beg you, in today's age of martyrs, we're in Africa, millions have shed their faith for refusing to deny the Catholic faith they professed. Millions have been martyred in the 20th century. Dear Lord, give us the courage to live a martyr's life. And if it is your will, dear Lord, to die a martyr's death, what the church most needs today is living martyrs. Amen. Thank you for listening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.